This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Thursday. We're so happy that you're with us today. And in this world, we have hope to hang on to because Jesus was willing to hang on the cross. Wow. And, you know, Romans 8:24, it says, we were given this hope when we were saved. Mm-hmm. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So we don't need to hope anymore once we're saved because it's there.
Right.
Jesus is the hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're hoping for something. You know, you may have a void. And you're going, man, why can't I fill this void? I mean, I've tried with different kinds of addictions and doing this and that. And then you give your life to Jesus and you realize, oh, that's the hope I was wanting. That's what's going to fill my void. So, yeah, that's what it's all about.
I tell you what, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have any hope.
I wouldn't either.
I can't even cope without any hope.
I know.
And, you know, you've not had all, you were not raised in a church going home?
No.
And so once you gave your life to Christ later on in your adult years, what's mm-hmm. the difference from that life and once you gave your life to Christ? How did that change things as far as now the void is filled?
Mm-hmm.
Things that were fun before are not fun anymore. You're more after joy than you are after the next high. Well, mm-hmm. what's that like?
Well, yeah, I didn't. You know, I still grew up in a family, you know, a very loving family. My mm-hmm. mother showed all of us, myself and my two brothers.
Yeah, just because we were raised in a church going yeah. home doesn't mean everything is perfect.
Exactly right. I mean, we had a lot of love in our family. I mean, my mom showed an unconditional love
mm-hmm.
To myself and my two brothers. And so, you know, I knew what love was.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know where love came from,
mm-hmm.
you know, all these years.
And so there was like a settledness in you. Oh, now the void is really filled and it's stuck.
Right.
You had staying power.
Well, yeah, love, affirmation, you know, knowing that I'm not going to be left, you know, abandoned like I was when I was a younger child. So, yeah, when I gave my life to Christ, I mean, the void was immediately filled.
Mm, immediately.
Immediately. And the, many of the addictions I had were taken away immediately.
And did you have that moment when you were saying to yourself, this is what I've been searching for my whole
yes.
life, but didn't know?
Well, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, yes, that's I knew right then, my gosh,
mm-hmm.
I've been searching for 41 years.
And you got set mm-hmm. free from some things, and even though you mm-hmm. still had work to do, as we all do, mm-hmm. you still are, I still am, till He calls us home,
mm-hmm.
but there were certain things that you were immediately released from,
yeah.
from what you've told me, that springboarded you to, okay, well, you know, I'm trying God, and He's working, so let's tackle some of these other things, whereas
yeah.
what you tried before, you had no success, it didn't work.
Oh, no, I would relapse all the time. Go back into the same thing. So, Jesus saved my life. And He gave me a new beginning.
You were able to begin again.
Yeah, so that's why you and I are so passionate about beginning again every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just about beginning again when you have a tragedy. Beginning again, you know, this and that. Beginning again is every day when you wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if God's graced you to where you can open your eyes, you got a chance to begin again.
So you finally found hope because
mm-hmm.
of Jesus hanging on the cross.
Well,
that took hold with you.
I realized that one of Jesus' names is hope.
And you also had some people that loved you enough and cared enough about it to, about you to where they knew what, they knew you well enough to say, you know, he might listen to it this way. So you went with them and heard some things that gave you a different perspective on what Jesus was really like.
Right.
Because from what you've told me, he seemed kind of wimpy, kind of just always, you know, not a real man's man.
Well, I believe, you know, all the pictures I've ever seen, you know, with his perfect hair and and a little, and those waves and, you know, spotless robe. I thought I could take him, you know, and that's not being disrespectful.
Yeah, but you couldn't relate to that.
We're trying to put this in reality to you.
But
you
he's all of that.
Yes.
He is a man's man. He is gentle. Yes, he is. He is kind, but boy, he can fight for you, and he died for you.
That's exactly right.
Some wimp is not going to have the kind of death that he died for you to have, and for me, and everybody listening.
That's right. That, like that song says, would you take the nails out of his hands and put them in your own? I don't know.
So you could relate to that God.
Oh, gosh, yes. I could. Yeah, I read Revelations 19, you know, when he comes out of the clouds, you know, with the flaming red eyes, and on his thigh is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yeah. So that would relate to a tough guy.
Oh, yeah, it broke me.
Yeah.
Because I knew at that point he was saying, that's my boy. And he was talking directly to Satan. And he was saying, nobody messes with my boy. Now that's the kind of Lord and Jesus that I could worship.
And you've never been the same.
Never been the same. Yeah. Thank God. But, you know, he is compassionate. He is loving. He is all of those things that that picture that I, you know, judged him over is about.
And more.
Right. But he's also going to stand up for you. He went through a horrible beating, persecution in his life, hanging on the cross. But he's the only one that's ever or will ever conquer death. Now that is a man's man.
Right. And someone took you by the hand and mentored you. And you guys are going to be able to be hearing more about that from us because we are so about mentoring. And you needed someone to take you by the hand and tell you and show you, not just in Scripture, but in a loving, non-judgmental relationship,
yes,
what he was like. And that took away all the wrong misconceptions and wrong ideas that you had about him, which is, again, why mentoring is so important.
It is. It gives you the freedom to not be ashamed of the gospel.
Because, Scott, you were only as sick as your secrets.
That's right. And so you get all these secrets out of your past, and you confess them not only to God but to man, which is very biblical, and all of a sudden you begin to be free.
Right. It's the truth that set you free.
That's
and
right.
Who is truth?
Jesus. John 8:32. You know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
That's right. And you found some people that were not going to judge you the way you thought a Christian would.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to love you. And the more you told them, the more they were like, yeah. And you coming back over tomorrow night? So that opened you up to tell more.
Yeah.
And the Bible does say, confess your sins one to another so you will be healed.
That's right.
And they were praying for you, like the rest of that verse said, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
That's right.
So see, it was all about not just the idea of he's different and I accept that, but someone took you by the hand and actually demonstrated that to you.
It did.
Because you probably would have been lost without that new walk where someone was taking you by the hand. You couldn't get out there on your own.
No, that's why it's so important when you give your life to Christ to go to a church. And I suggest that you go to a church that has a discipleship or mentorship program. Or, like Teresa was mentioning, at Living It Up, we mentor as well. And it's our honor. We're humbled, very humbled to do so.
And there's nothing like seeing God's love change a person who's so burdened for so many years from family secrets and things they didn't want to talk about, and just be set free.
And, you know, I think the people that we mentor, I think they would agree and would say to you that the reason why they love being mentored by us is because they realize that they're not being mentored by perfect people.
Oh, no.
And we let them know that up front.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're so passionate about the part of our ministry that says beginning again. Scott and I have been to the depths of hell and back, thinking we had no hope. There was a time I was so depressed, I thought I had no hope.
That's right.
And there's nothing, there's no kind of despair when you think, I've tried everything.
Yeah.
And then you try God. You really try God, right, honey?
Well, we'd like to give you that opportunity right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know hope, I mean, Jesus, then here's your chance. What are you waiting on? Don't wait another day. You never know what tomorrow brings or what around the corner brings. Don't let another second go by without giving your life to Christ.
Start your week off. What a great way to start this week off.
And if you've walked away from Jesus for some reason, we're not judging you why. Listen, life is life, you know. It is what it is. But if you want to come back to him, he's got his arms open right now. He's ready to take you in. So, Lord, thank you for this day. And, Father, for those who do not know you and those who have walked away from you, Father, for one reason or another, I pray they pray this prayer right now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. You are my hope.
Mm-hmm.
You are the one that's going to fill this void in my life. I know and believe that you died on the cross. You rose on the third day to give me a new life. And because of that, I'm asking you to forgive my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Now, I can truly begin living it up and begin again with you. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, how exciting.
Yeah, please email us at information@livingitup.org.
Just info@livingitup.org.
I'm sorry. info@livingitup.org. And let us know if you just gave your life to Christ, right, or if you're coming back to him, or if you want us to pray for you, any kind of prayer request, we would be honored to do so.
We would.
And we just want y'all to have a great week.
Yes.
You know, live it up this week.
Remember why? Because Jesus hung on the cross so you could hang on to hope, not just today, but every day.
That's exactly right. So now we get to really begin again and begin living it up. We love y'all. Have a great week. See you tomorrow. Yeah.